Hey Rob, thanks for joining me. I wanted to be able to start a discussion about the TDM, the time division multiplexing turndown that's happening in the industry. And there's no one better to talk to than you. So can you give us three reasons why this is going to be a great idea for the carriers?
Sure. So lots of network operators, are allocating resources to this effort, and there are a few reasons why. One of the big ones is a lot of this TDM, time division multiplexing gear is legacy. So by that I mean it's old equipment. Much of it is manufacturer discontinued, meaning getting replacement parts and getting supplier support if you have issues. Is more and more challenging, right? So to find parts, oftentimes you have to go to the gray market and see if you can buy this stuff online, eBay, whatever. And you can kind of keep things limping along doing that. But the issue is you can also be end up paying top dollar for this gear due to its scarcity. And there's also some question about once it shows up, does the gear work? What's its operational reliability?
And you've seen that in the field already happening where it's from the gray market and it's not up to standards.
We certainly have. In fact, some of our customers, have gone out and done this, and we'll get a phone call and find out that they have an issue, and we'll chase it down. And lo and behold, it wasn't bought by, someone like us. It wasn't bought from us, where we always test, upgrade, make sure the gear is good. When you buy something off the gray market, it's kind of a, all bets are off sort of thing. So it's
Oh.
not uncommon to see.
Okay, and what's the second reason?
Yeah, so a lot of times, again, these are older systems, right? So they're manufactured discontinued, and they were designed and built many years ago. Some of the gear that we see in the network literally was designed back in the 1970s. So some of this stuff is before, ICs and that kind of thing, integrated circuits and transistor logic, and it's got some considerable power consumption. And that's another reason to look at this stuff. There are new systems that operate more efficiently, draw less power, and actually have more horsepower, added features and functionality. And there's a lot of reason to update this stuff. And again, migration off this old TDM has got a lot of focus in the business.
Okay, and what's your last reason that you want the carriers to go ahead and make this transition sooner rather than later?
Sure. So one of the common concerns that we have when we do bits conversions and roll off an old bits clock that, again, older gear built in the 1980s onto a newer system, we oftentimes are timing old legacy manufactured discontinued gear. And the kind of ironic thing about some of the older D4 channel bank systems that are in place, if you go to a central office and look at them, you'll see that there's a big rack, it may be 11 feet tall, all kinds of equipment powered up and running, but the actual services that are working in it have long since been groomed, and there's very few special services circuits working in these D4 channel banks. The concern is that these services are critical services. They're Enhanced 911 and SS7, the Signaling System 7 call processing links, which obviously, if you have 911 down, that's a problem because folks can't get to police, fire, and hospitals. And also the SS7 call processing, you can isolate an office if those links are not up. So this old gear that's where we're holding together with bubble gum and paper clips, it's got some critical services on it. So folks are getting that word, and that is another thing driving this evolution and migration.
All right, Rob, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your time and for the three reasons why we need to do the TDM turndown sooner rather than later.